With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadila. President Nangolo Mbumba has arrived in New York ahead of the Summit of the Future, which Namibia is co-facilitating with Germany. The summit coincides with the 79th session of the UN General Assembly, with a high-level segment starting on Sunday. Ministry of International Relations and Cooperation Executive Director Penda Nanda.
For the past 2 years, Namibia has been co-facilitating the negotiations on the Pact for the Future. And the Pact for the Future is going to respond to the implementation of the Sustainable Development Goals. And so delegations are busy finalizing the document that is going to be known as the Pact of the Future. And that Pact for the Future has several action plans that needs to be carried out by the delegations. And this is really showing that multilateralism can work. We will then wait for the big day, which is going to start on Sunday, the summit of the future itself, and that is going to then take place before the high-level session of the 79th General Assembly.
The Windhoek Municipal Council has approved a five-year plan to bring electricity to 4,000 homes in informal settlements. The project started on Wednesday as part of the city's efforts to improve living conditions in these areas. The Minister of Urban and Rural Development, Erastus Uthoni.
We have allocated 10 million. That is to help the communities with electrification. Communities in the informal settlement who do not have electricity in the area. That is to help also for them, to empower them economically. It's also to help the children who are studying, because they have been using candles. So that is what we are doing. Those are our programs. It's throughout the country, and we'll continue to do that. And that is the aim of government.
South African Reserve Bank Governor Lesetša Chakanyago has announced that the Monetary Policy Committee has decided to cut the country's repo rate by 25 basis points to 8%.
The MPC decided to reduce the policy rate by 25 basis points to 8% per annum with effect from the 20th of September. Our forecast suggests this progress will be sustained, with inflation contained below the 4.5% midpoint of our range through to the end of the forecast horizon in 2026.
The United Nations Children's Fund is appealing for $58.8 million to fight the mpox outbreak in Africa, with a focus on the most affected countries, namely the Democratic Republic of Congo and Burundi. Burundi has reported 564 confirmed cases, with 63% being under the age of 19. And United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called for an end to the escalation in violence in the Middle East, saying all parties must exercise maximum restraint. This comes as explosions involving pagers and walkie-talkies belonging to Hezbollah killed over 30 people in Lebanon. Israel has been blamed for these attacks.
The logic of making all these devices explode is to do it as a preemptive strike before a major military operation. As important as the event in itself is the indication that this event confirms that there is a serious risk of a dramatic escalation in Lebanon.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.